This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In the event that they rule otherwise, then we have a platform which to say, look what they just did, look what's happening now, point out the downside and all the pain that comes from it not being covered, and say, now we're going to pass the Equality Act. We should do it anyway, but that would be the jump in the, I hope we don't get there.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Wow, a tale of two different kind of conversations in front of big crowds. Joe Biden, who the president called a kiss ass, had a moment or two when he was on the stage talking about LGBTQ rights along with other Democrats, but he also had a moment where he had one of those foot in the Joe Biden mouth kind of moments. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and what a jam-packed show we have for you. We're going to do Nail the Score. Sharon in Maine. Three choices, three games, the triple threat, your chance to win really big prizes from this show. Yep, because I've already packed it up. So Joe Biden described his first public statement supporting same-sex marriage in 2012 as when he came out. And so this was in L.A., and this was before the 2020 candidate caught himself and smiled. And you know, he's on the stage and he said, for example, when I came out and he said it before realizing he was using a term often used to describe what, everybody, fill in the blank, when someone comes out as an LGBTQer. So then there was like a moment of gasp and laughter and awkwardness, and Anderson Cooper said that would be news. So then he walked across the stage and put his arm around Cooper, who, of course, is gay. So that was a moment of levity in this town hall appearance where the former VP spoke out about the need to root out discrimination, homophobia, and the impact that a country's approach to gay people should have on American foreign policy. Now, the president, who had no problem taking some more swings at Joe Biden, was talking about something completely different. He was on the other side of the country and attacking some Democrats over impeachment at a rally in Minnesota. And you heard what he said about Joe Biden. So two different kinds of appearances and rallies, to be sure, a town hall and a different thing at the Target Center in Minneapolis. He told a crowd of supporters, the press did, that corrupt politicians and the radical left got rich, bleeding America dry, and they knew my election would finally end their pillaging and looting of our country. And then he said, from day one, the wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election. And then went after Joe Biden and went after Nancy Pelosi, too. By the way, this is on the heels of the Fox News poll released on Wednesday night that found 51% of voters support impeaching the president and removing him from office. That was a new high mark since the House began an impeachment inquiry into the allegations he pressured the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. So the two have been taking aim at each other before that, but certainly because of that. You know, it's kind of like with this whistleblower thing, too, by the way. It's kind of like whack-a-mole. Everybody has a theory on what's going on with who's the whistleblowers. Because now there's a second whistleblower. Who are they? how deep are they into the CIA? Because we know it's somewhere in intelligence. And then you had two guys who look like they could have been members of Tony Soprano's crew that were arrested at the airport where they were trying to leave the U.S. And they were two Rudy Giuliani business associates that were stopped. So they were arrested. They were charged that they schemed to funnel foreign money to U.S. politicians while trying to influence U.S.-Ukraine relations. It was an unsealed indictment. So listen to their names. Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman. And like I said, these guys had some serious mugs. They were supposedly helping Giuliani investigate Democratic presidential candidate and former VP Joe Biden. So they cuffed him in D.C. at the airport just outside of Washington. They had one-way tickets on a flight out of the country. They were approved for release on $1 million bond each under the condition they remain at their Florida homes with GPS monitoring and third-party custodians. That's how serious the government thinks it is that they'll jump, that they'll do something, that they'll figure out a way to get out. So they're going to be in jail until all the conditions are set up, and they didn't enter a plea to the charges at all. That nothing. So how about that? I mean, this is huge because these are the first criminal charges to come out of this U.S. government relationship with Ukraine melodrama that's going on that could turn into something much more sinister and criminal if there is this web of political interactions linked with dollars and linked to violations of campaign finance law. We'll see where it all leads. Now, the indictment doesn't have any wrongdoing by the president or his campaign, but the charges of political donations made for the secret benefit of foreign interests adds to a lot of the intrigue and the pressure on President Trump and his attorney because they're fending off the whole impeachment thing. So even the FBI field office in New York made sure that everybody knew that the allegations weren't about some technicality, a civil violation, or any of that. It's about corrupt behavior and deliberately breaking the law. So what do these two have to say? And again, the conditions that they are staying in the United States, pretty interesting, isn't it? Pretty interesting. And then there was a protest about another Trump on a Florida campus. As somebody who speaks, you know, I take the show on the road, and I'll tell you that I'm on a stage somewhere. I've peeled back the onion about some of the places that I spoke last week in Texas before that, in Georgia. And this was in Gainesville, Florida. Donald Trump Jr. on the University of Florida campus, a keynote presentation. So what I do, giving a speech, and it was covered by student funds. Guess how much money he was getting? 50 grand from student activity fees for their appearance. Not just Trump Jr., but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And isn't that interesting? So the protests were pretty big. I mean, there was a lot of people that were surrounding the outside of where they were speaking on the campus with signs, etc. 50 grand for that. One sign said, Whopper Jr. Wow. Hang with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep.
I'm angry at PG&E. It's just it's a major inconvenience that's going to cost companies billions of dollars, and it all could have been avoided.
To keep us safe and give us power, I'm sure they're thinking of our best interests.
Yes, PG&E says 31% of California customers so far restored after the outages. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, bummer when the lights go out, right, in all seriousness. But it's an even bigger story than that. The story is in California that, of course, with power lines, etc., and the last thing you want when they're shutting these off is they're concerned about fires. So they're having these safety shutoffs, they're calling them. So parts of Mendocino, etc., were shut off, and they're just taking them in different areas, and they're doing these safety inspections, they say, and then they get the all clear, and it's infuriated people because with the wildfire threat, which is what PG&E is, I think, freaked about because of the frustration of what happened before and the horrific fires that happened and the blame that went in the direction of PG&E, they're forcing these shutdowns. So you have portions of, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area, poof, that are like in the dark, and they say it's to avoid sparking a wildfire, and that's why, you know, they're doing it. So they've been closing some schools and colleges because of power shutdowns. It's very strange. Imagine that you get this note, Mom, I swear I can't go to high school today because they're going to shut the power off. They're going to do it. That's the deal. So they're starting to restore that power. I said how much, what was it, 31%, whatever it was, because crews are inspecting lines looking for weather-related damage. That's what they're doing, and they're trying to avoid sparking a wildfire because you got the high winds and all that stuff that smashes into Northern California. Trust me, I've lived there for a while. And then the risk of wildfire shoots enormously up. Too bad some of these procedures weren't done before last year's horrific fire that killed way too many. And it's very strange because I've looked at some video and I've seen some shots of the complete darkness. Like, what would it be like just completely dark, no electricity? And you know, some people, as much as they might announce it or talk about it, had no idea. So you had people that were going crazy for water. The ones that did pay attention, they were pounding the water, you know, buying it up, and et cetera, because of the paranoia of the power going off. And then in California, because, of course, you got to have your expensive Elon Musk Tesla car, the Tesla supercharger stations were affected by the power outages. So Tesla was saying they'd have power packs in the next couple of weeks. They were just waiting on permits. So that was jamming them up because, okay, what if you have to rely on electricity, you're stuck, right? So much for the electric cars. PG&E. I mean, people are at odds with PG&E. When I lived in California 20 years ago, they were the bad guys for some things that happened. And now with, again, what the huge fires were last year and the outrage of them being possibly responsible, I mean, there you go. But it is tough to realize how much you depend. You know, we talk about that. If there was some kind of a threat, what do? You attack a cyber crime, or you shut down the grid, because this is how we live, with an enormous dependency on electricity. I mean, really, that's what it's about. We need our electricity. Did you ever go camping? Not glamping, real camping, where you're out there and it's just you and the matches and, oh, that flashlight you have, and you realize, oh, yeah, I understand darkness now. I get it. All right, speaking of darkness, besides impeachment and halls and running and reducing the amount of Dems running and what's happening with China and tariffs and now these two thugs that were arrested that are tied to Rudy Giuliani and what's going on with the Ukraine and the whistleblower and all of that mixed in between, there actually is a third leg that's being discussed across this country, and it's Syria. And did we screw Syria so that the... Bluntly, she says that the people there that were helping us got attacked by Turkey, or was this the thing to do because we're so invested in the quicksand of the Middle East that it's like in perpetuity we leave troops exposed there, that they're there over and over and over and over and over, year after 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 year, and at what point do you say, all right, we're pulling the string now? Chuck Schumer, longtime Democratic senator from New York, says this wasn't the time for that move. So again, here's Chuck Schumer.
It's just an amazingly horrible, poorly thought out, erratic decision that jeopardizes American security in a whole lot of ways and helps our enemies.
Yeah, a lot of you in the mailbag were kind of split on this. Many thinking, yeah, this is outrageous, and how can you do that when there are allies, they risk their life, and what's happening now because of the fact that Turkey is just bombing at will, and now what happens, it's intensifying in the Syrian conflict, and are the Kurds just completely abandoned, and was this the outrageously wrong thing to do? So, you know, it was a handful of days ago that the administration said, we're not going to interfere with this Turkish military campaign in northern Syria. So the Kurdish forces there certainly were vulnerable to Turkey, and they consider them a terrorist group, the Kurds. And a lot of people were surprised about that move. And at first glance for me, because I think we are way too invested in the Middle East, I was like, you know what? We've got to cut ties in some of these areas with the Middle East. But when I dug a little bit further and talked to some people who have Syrian ties, family, etc., and they say, you got to realize how much was risked by Syrian people. I mean, talk about an ally, and that's the deal. So the airstrikes, the series of airstrikes, I mean, just rapid fire and no armed forces, you know, to protect. So the decision, does it prolong the Syrian civil war? Does it rally ISIS? And to me, ISIS is the thing you have to cut their head off again and again and again, even if it grows back, because we know it does. The snake has limited heads. And these endless years of fighting to regain a foothold there is, to me, frustrating beyond all belief. We're just driving around in a circle. It's that quicksand, that quicksand, that quicksand. But if you look at the population, I mean, that's part of the story, right? The Sunni Muslims, 25 to 35 million of them, and the relationships with people across the board that are Kurdish and the Kurd language, and what does that mean? And, you know, since 1984, and this is the statistic I have, 40,000 people have been killed during this conflict. There was even a ceasefire at one point in 2015. But then that failed. And the Kurds have been very, very determined. And think about the coalition that ousted Saddam Hussein back in 2003. Can you believe it's been that long? So what happens next? Turkey never, ever thrilled about the U.S.'s support for the SDF. And remember, the president last December said, we've accomplished our goal. We defeated ISIS in Syria. And he said that was the only reason for us being there. And if you remember, and that is on the record, he said that. So the effort to pull out was really set in motion a long, long time ago. Hang with us. Movies next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage. And he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice, and they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Time for our cheap movie review, and a big giant reminder to all of you that we have not abandoned Nail the Score. It's just been a crazy couple of weeks, but you have three choices, so there's going to be three games. I'm going to flop up there. That means three chances to win. Woohoo! Come on. Where can you get that? That's better odds than the scratch-offs have. Which, by the way, a lottery guy told me one time, I mean, this is what he does for a living, that if you're going to try to win a lottery, your best chance is a scratch-off, right? When they started and how long they've been out and that whole kind of thing, which would take some research. Hey, honey, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to research the lottery scratch-offs and see what I can come up with, what our best chance is, right? So before we dive into the movies, since a lot of people stream shows, I'm going to start a streaming thing and tell you what I know. I know there is a great series called The Crown, if you like the royalty stuff. And The Crown comes back in November, and they take you through Queen Elizabeth, and they took you through the younger years. So now this is when she's more middle-aged, Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth's just going to live forever. They have, like, long lifelines, don't they? So all the way from the 1940s to modern times, and that comes back in November, and it's wildly popular. So there's got to be some people who seriously love it. I like a show called Goliath, and I talked about it a little bit, I think, on a previous show, because I've had a few of you send me emails and say, hey, when you bounce out and you get a chance to rest, when's that? Oh, what are you watching? And Goliath would be the thing that I just did. So it's about a lawyer. He's kind of washed up. He's an ambulance chaser dude. And he pursues this wrongful death lawsuit against a massive law firm he helped create. And it's really, really good. Lots of different twists in it. I think it's really well written. It's just my kind of thing. And it'll grab you, and you'll want to watch more of it, I think, when you watch it. And it's not surprising that people like Billy Bob Thornton in it. I mean, he's definitely found his road on this one. Somebody told me, isn't it kind of like Nancy Drew meets a dude that's kind of like one of those old 70s detectives from the 70s shows, like a Mannix or a Cannon or whatever. And yeah, sure, I'll go with that. Absolutely. But it's very, very well done. That's all I'm saying. So if you're asking me what I watch and I'm on a plane or I'm somewhere, Goliath would be the thing. And I've already watched this season. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 83. If you're going to the movies, here's what's up for grabs. Gemini Man. This has been pumped out there a lot. And you'll recognize the voice of this actor. I'm so positive. So check it out.
Tell me something. Why is it so hard for you to kill this man?
He knew every move of mine before I made it. I'd have him right there. Take the shot. I wanna be forever young. And he'd be gone, like a ghost.
Do you really wanna live?
Who is he?
Forever.
I think I know why he's as good as you. He is you.
25 years ago, they made you from me. They chose me because there's never been anybody like me. We have to end this right now. You have all of his gifts without his pain. You made a person out of another person. Then you sent me to kill him. You made a choice to do this to me.
This thing that you're struggling with, it's fear. Embrace it, and then overcome it.
Of all the people in the world to come after me, why would he send you?
All right, here's one of the reviews on NPR. They said, this is a bland, sluggish, and sentimental thriller. I like the director, Ang Lee. And Will Smith is the main character, and he's doubled, basically, a clone. There's some other actors that are pretty good that I like seeing their work. But and unless you can really get into that theme, and it's like one of those sci-fi deals, and I like sci-fi, but I don't think this is my cup of tea. Now, once it streams, then I would probably watch it streaming. So maybe you don't go see it on the big screen. Maybe you see it when you're flopped on the couch and you have 10,000 options and you say, oh, Gemini Man. Yeah. Because I definitely think that Will Smith has been in some good flicks. But this guy's an elite assassin. He's the target of this mysterious operative who, guess what, is a cloned version of himself. Got to really do that, I think, in a different way. And then there's this movie, High Strung Free Dance. Here it is.
When the seats are filled, and when the lights go down, there's that moment suspended in time. We're waiting for the magic to begin. They caught you?
All I need is a shot.
You guys ever need a piano player?
Not in 30 years.
Here he is, our choreographer, Xander Rains.
You missed the turn. I don't need to see it again.
I can do the turn.
Fine. I want to audition for your show.
It works as deli.
We need a star, Xander.
Dance is the start.
I can't put that on the marquee. Kayla signed a deal. She'll be starring in Freedance.
I need you to help me with her to make the show work.
That's what they call backup dancers, because they're always one step behind the star.
I need the show to be so mind-blowingly brilliant.
I want that too. She's phenomenal.
What exactly is going on between you and Xander?
She bared her soul out there for you today.
You're strong and you're very talented. Prove yourself.
All right, so you get it. It's like a chick flick, teen flick, romance, musical, 1 hour, 43 minutes, PG. So that's nice. Dump the kids off at the movies or go watch it with them. And family friendly. I think it finds its audience because dance and music and all of that is very, very big. If you flick around the tube at all and see, I don't watch these shows, but Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, all of those are popular, even though there's a thing called The Masked Singer is popular. So this may find an audience, and if it doesn't find a big league audience at the box office, I think it definitely does once it streams. But certainly this would skew for, I think it would skew for younger people. And right now in the theaters, you have still The Joker. You've got Zombie Land Double Tap that a lot of people were interested in. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, Frozen 2. So there's some other good kid flicks that are out there. And The Joker is that mixed bag that we previewed a couple of weeks ago, where it was directed by Todd Phillips, and it's supposedly very grim, very grim. They're even saying that people with mental illness might not think about going to see it because it's brutal, it's dark, and it's about the Joker's journey to self-destruction, basically, and that for some people it would be hard to watch. Joaquin Phoenix is, of course, the Joker. Robert De Niro is in it. Mark Maron is in it. And there are lots of other faces that you would recognize. So I'm going to say that Joaquin Phoenix, who goes all in all his performances, is probably phenomenal in this. And it's going to find its audience because, you know, you have The Dark Knight, you have Batman, Beyond, and all of the legacy of the flicks of the Batman flicks. And Joker falls right into that. So, yeah, people want to go and see those movies, so it'll find its audience and just continue to grow. But will it be the juggernaut kind of film? I mean, it's nearing $350 million so far, and it's only been out, what, like a week, two in some select cities? Just depends on where you live. All right, finally, we are back to Nail the Score. Get ready to guess.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I know. Can you believe it? I kept on promising, and it is back. And remember, you can always send me your guesses through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. He invented the internet. I'm just saying. So go to katedelaneyradio.com for that. katedelaneyradio.com for that. Otherwise, jam on the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And here's how this works. You don't even have to like football, know anything about football. You are just guessing, my friends. So three games is what you get. You don't have to even take all three, but if you take all three, that, you know, triples your chances of perhaps winning. Yes. So maybe you'll be a winner this time around. So let's give you what the three games are. And I know a lot of you, and I'll make sure that I go over them a couple times, because I know a lot of people will most likely email me, as it's historically happened a lot in the past. So the three games are these three games. The three games are not the Patriots and the Giants. Yeah, because we already saw that the Patriots slammed the Giants 35-14. The Patriots undefeated Are you shocked by that? All right, so the three games include the Texans and the Chiefs. Oh, Pat Mahomes, boy, he is such the steady arm. Even if he gets injured, he is such the steady arm for the Chiefs. That has the chance to be a really good game. Kansas City is favored by 4.5 points in that. Also, the Eagles and the Vikings. That's a big game because the Cowboys losing opens up the NFC East last week a little bit, and the Eagles are 3-2, and the Vikings are 3-2. Minnesota's favored by 3 points in that game. And how about this one? This could be the game of the week. The 49ers, the battle for California, 49ers and the Rams. Now, the Rams are 3-2. It's a home game for them. They're favored by 3. But the 49ers are perfect 4-0, a perfect 4-0. So I will give you my guess, and for all of you listening to me in the great state of Arizona or listening to us in Iowa, Florida, Connecticut, on the West Coast, in Los Angeles, wherever, you can easily call, and you don't have to guess all the games if you don't want to, but we could go through them, all three of them, because it gives you a really nice chance of winning. So 855-266-2283, 855-266-2283. Let's just say I have some really sweet gaming headphones that would blow you away. Somebody is going to end up winning those, and it might be you. And you can email me guesses, too, at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. So it's Texans versus the Chiefs. Who do you think wins in that, and what is the final score? I'm going to have to say it a lot since, like I said, we'll certainly get a lot of those. We'll get a lot of those people who will email with the three games. Eagles and the Vikings. Who wins in that one? What's the score? 49ers and the Rams. I'm going to give you my guesses, because it wouldn't be any fun, right, if I didn't give you my guesses. I'm going to say that the Chiefs beat the Texans. I feel pretty confident about that. I think the score is going to be 31-17, so I'm not giving the Texans much credit. I'm giving the Chiefs' defense more. 31-17. The Eagles and the Vikings, that's a tough one to predict. The Eagles, boy, Carson Wentz, they're all over the place. He's thrown 10 touchdowns so far this year, but he can be erratic, and they've got injuries they're dealing with, and the Vikings are at home. This is a tough one to pick. Vikings are favored by 3. The over-under is 44. I'm going to go with the Eagles to pull it out at the last second. That might be a little bit of a homer pick, but I'm going to say 24-21. 49ers and the Rams. Wow, this one, depending on the defenses, I guess you could say, of any game, I think this is going to be a much more high-scoring game. The over-under, and that's 50. If I was 50.5, if I was a betting person, I would go over on that one. And I already said this, the Rams are favored. The Rams are favored. So I'm going to say the 49ers take it, and the final score in that one is 28-27. How do you like that score, 28-27? All right, Eric, you get to have a guess in this, too. Are you with us, or did you leave to go get a soda? He might have left. He's like, what are you talking about? I got to go get my soda. There's supposedly this incredible vending machine in Minneapolis in the mothership, so maybe that's what happened with him. I got a couple people that are guessing, and you can do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Pete, and Pete says, Delaney, I wish I could call in, but I'm on the job, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to do all three games. In fact, I can't remember all three of them. I'm going to say The 49ers, though, beat the Rams, and I think the final score in that one is 38-31. 38-31. Go, Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm a big fan. And then I've got this one from Hal, who listens to us in Tucson on our affiliate there, KVOI. It's great to be on that station. I love Arizona. I've talked about that before. And Hal's going to give us all three guesses. He says, all right, I'm going to do it in order. Chiefs, I think they win 38-27. I like the Vikings. Sorry, Kate. 31-21, and I like the Rams to win at home 29-24. Wow, that's some big numbers there, Hal in Tucson. I'm going to talk about this for a minute because I'm going to end up doing a take on this later in another hour. But I've been asked to talk about this, and I've been on a bunch of radio shows in Cincinnati, Gary Jeff Walker show, and Chip Franklin in San Francisco, and I was on TV too talking about the NBA controversy. So I'll give you my take on that, like I said, coming up in a next hour. But Sharon is listening to us in Maine. Sharon always hangs in there with this crazy, wacky roller coaster ride of Nail the Score. All right, Sharon, you have the floor and you have three chances. What do you think? Texans and the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with, this is Kate, yes?
Yep.
I'm going to go Chiefs 31, Texans 27.
31-27. Okay. Eagles and the Vikings.
34-24. Eagles.
Oh, good girl. Eagles. Okay. And then 49ers and the Rams.
27 49ers, 24 Rams.
Ooh, so 49ers. Sharon, I gave a shout out to you the other day. Thank you so much for hanging in because it's been crazy. Cut cables and all kinds of nonsense, but you have three chances to win.
Yep, sounds good.
Yep,
Texans 27, Chiefs 31, 49ers 27, Rams 24.
Yep, you
Eagles,
are...
Eagles 34, Vikings 24.
Yep, we got you. Sharon, thanks. You have a good one. Appreciate it. So, Sharon may be the winner. Sharon, Hal, Pete, I can't win, so it's not going to be me. And if you get in now, you got to hurry up and jam on this. It's 855-266-5283. I'm going to count it because you still get up to midnight, so... KateDelaneyRadio.com, that's another place where you can throw them out. Texans and the Chiefs, Eagles and the Vikings, 49ers, and the Rams. Thanks for playing our silly games and hanging with us for the long haul. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.